The following ABC7 podcast is brought to you by ABC7News.com.
Musician Arturo Sandoval made headlines in 1990 when he defected from Cuba to the United States. The multi-talented performer is comfortable with the trumpet, piano, or drums, and he embraces all musical forms, from Latin to funk to Afro-Cuban. Arturo's brought his Mambo Mania big band to the new Yoshi's in San Francisco for a run through Sunday evening. We talked at a rehearsal.
But 48 years, I mean, that's amazing. And you still have...
You say fast, but...
It does go by fast. But 48 years, you still have the passion for it, though, don't you?
Yes. I'm very much. Not a passion like this, you know. It's a big passion. A big desire to... And I love music, you know. Music is my life, is my inspiration, one of my inspirations, because I have another inspiration too, you know, my family. And life itself, freedom, so many things, you know, inspire me. But I owe everything to the music, because I grew up in the middle of nowhere, of the countryside, of the island of Cuba, you know. My family was so poor, you can't believe it, you know. We don't even have a floor in the house, it was dirt.
Wow.
Very poor, very poor. And then God sent me the music and said, okay, I'm going to send you the music and some ideas and a little bit of talent, a little, very little. Oh. It's up to you what you're going to do with that. And since God, I really have the desire, the discipline, the ones to really practice and getting involved with the music as much as I could all my life.
And in addition to performance, you say you still practice every day?
I have to. You have to. You want to be... if you pretend to be a serious musician, you must practice every day. Oh, yeah. It's not a shortcut. It's not an easy way. No.
Yeah. And you're never typecast any particular kind of music. It's all music for you, because you can go from, well, you're doing Mambo Mania here, and certainly fusion, and, well, you name it. So
I love music, period, you know, music. For me, music is only one, good music.
Yes.
Good music. Good music always going to encounter each other in some point, you know. Not necessarily you have to divide that amongst different style like this, and some people are dedicated to one single style and they ignore or discriminate all the kind of music. That is not my philosophy, that's not my way of thinking, it's all the way around. I love music and I have a great time playing in the record of Oscar de Leon with Salsa Thin, or playing in the last record of Frank Sinatra or Rob Stewart, or you name it, you know.
Alicia Keys Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. I love all kind of music. We're doing mambos, yeah. And then we're going to do, in the middle of the thing, we're going to be a couple of surprises. You're going to be a little bit of funk, a little bit of rock. I don't know. Something's going to happen. Every night we try to surprise the people and break the routine, you know, of this kind of thing. And then I sit in the piano and play the ballad or swing or something, you know.
It was Dizzy Gillespie, really, who said, this man is a genius and I need to expose him to the world.
No, he never said that.
No?
No. But I really call him, and I strongly believe he's my spiritual father, you know. Mm. He helped me so much. He gave me so many opportunities, and he encouraged me. Since the very first time we met in Cuba many years ago, mid-70s. And he always called me and encouraged me to keep practicing, to keep doing and trying, and hired me to play with his band. And then, for example, to give you an idea, one day I got a phone call from some jazz festival promoter somewhere in the Caribbean. I think it was in... I can't remember exactly. One of the islands.
St. Lucia or something.
St. Lucia, one of those festivals. I said, are you Sandoval? Yeah, that's my name. How can I help you? Said, I am a promoter of the jazz festival over here. Now, we're hiring Dizzy Gillespie to do the festival this year. And he made a request. He said he would come if we hired your band to back him up. And are you interested in to come? He said, of course. I was doing nothing good, you know. I said, of course, yes. I need a gig. And things like that, you know, he always tried to give me a chance or opportunity to push me and do.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah. So, and the rest is history. I guess Newport was kind of the big, the jazz festival there kind of exposed you to a lot of, a big American audience, I think, about 1978.
Newport, 78, yeah. At that time, they was doing in Newport at New York, actually. Because that was a problem in Newport a few years before, and then they canceled that festival, and then they moved it to New York, to the city of New York, but we kept the name of Newport.
Ah.
And that's what we did the very first time, July 78, Carnegie Hall. That, you know what? God has been so good to me, you know, because the very first day I came to America, the very first day, we flew from Havana to LaGuardia in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They put us in the little bus and drove us for the sound check at Carnegie Hall. Huh. And we played the second half of the show, and the first half was Mary Lou Williams' trio and Bill Evans' trio.
Oh, yeah.
And then we played the second half of the Newport Jazz Festival in New York. They make a live recording of that show, and they released that record, and that record won a Grammy. First one. I was doing like this. I said, "Oh my goodness!" When I watch it. No, and I watch it first row. I start to see that was there was Mario Bauza, Tito Puente, Dizzy Gillespie, Stan Getz, Maynard Ferguson, Toots Tillman, and on and on and on and on. All those people were in the theater.
Because too bad, was no first, names, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Because that was the first time in almost 20 years nobody from Cuba came to the U.S.
Hmm.
You know, and that band in that year have a little name because we went to Japan several times. We went to all over Europe several times. And the band have to start to make some noise already, you know. And the people got a kind of expectation to hear, where's that band from Cuba that people are talking about?
Yeah. The music is universal, so even though at that time there wasn't any contact between Cuba and America, you still knew about American jazz, I mean, because music is universal.
I knew at that time a lot more than now.
Really?
Yes. You know why? Because the great late Willis Canover. You ever heard that name?
I have heard the name.
Willis Canover. Mm-hmm. He was, for the jazz music, like one of the biggest promoter, and you know, and he got a radio show every day for many, many years in the Voice of America, and Shortwave, you know,
yes,
for
course,
all over the world.
Of course.
And I'm going to tell you a story. The first time I went to Russia was the Soviet Union, you know, ex-Soviet Union. Now they call it St. Petersburg, but at that time it was Leningrad.
Right.
When I went there the very first time with my own band, that was a big theater. I'm talking about like 4,000 seats or something like that. It was a big theater, big. And was full. And I say, oh my goodness, I was overwhelmed. You guys would say, oh my goodness, what is this? And then later on, I talked to a couple of musicians. They speak a little bit of English, and you know, and then we talked for a while, and I asked them how they knew about my music and all that. They say, we hear you several times on Willis Canover Jazz. The name of the program was Willis Canover Jazz Hour for the Voice of America, you know, in from Washington, D.C.
Wow.
And then I was so lucky, I met him after that. I met him in Poland, in the jazz festival in Poland. He used to go there every year, you know, and then we talked for a while. And I mentioned that to him, you know, how much he helped to promote jazz all over the world, especially in those countries where they don't broadcast jazz in a regular basis.
Right.
I'm talking about the ex-old communist country and even in Cuba. And when I was in the obligatory military service, they put me in jail for 4 months because I was listening to the Voice of America in the shortwave, in the little radio. I was listening to that program, but the guy who caught me got in there when he was talking. You know, he didn't speak English, and he didn't understand what he was talking about, and they accused me to be, you know, to listen to the Voice of enemies.
Wow, wow, wow. He had no idea that that was important. You talk about, I know you defected in 1990.
Yeah.
Might you go back to Cuba someday? Things are changing with Fidel Castro out and his brother Raul coming
in. I would love someday to go back and visit. But I didn't went there in 19 years. Almost 19 years. And I would love someday to get back and visit because I still have a lot of relatives, especially a lot of cousins,
sure,
you know,
sure,
a lot of them. But all my close family, everybody's in Florida, everybody's in Miami. You know.
What do you think is going to happen with that country, the government?
Only God knows. But nothing, so far, nothing changed. No, it's still the same thing, you know. People are hopeless there. The people are in the worst step you can get in life, you know. Mm. They're desperate. The only thing they think about or thought about all day long is how they're going to survive, what they're going to eat tomorrow morning. That's the main concern. Can you imagine?
They cannot concentrate on
any other things. It's very sad. It's very sad what's going on. A lot of majority of people don't have any idea, you know, how low the people are living there. I mean, how low they get, you know. They hit the bottom.
Yeah. Leaving there, coming here has obviously made a huge difference in your life.
What do you think?
I say.
Of course.
Toys.
Of course, man. No. Especially the number one thing, the most important thing, is freedom. You know, without freedom, it's no life. Freedom is the number one thing in life. And when you didn't have freedom for so many years and you discover freedom, that's a great discovery, you know. There's something like change your vision of life. It changed so many things, you know.
Did it change your music?
Absolutely, of course. I jumped the stage and I feel absolutely free to do whatever I want to. Musical-wise, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have to think about what any government gonna say or think or incriminate or this answer because you're playing this or that type of music. You know, you really let your imagination fly.
Extraordinary musician Arturo Sandoval, who says he just wants to be remembered as a man who loved music. He's appearing with his Mambo Mania Big Band at the new San Francisco Yoshi's through Sunday night. I'm Don Sanchez, ABC7's Arts and Entertainment Reporter.
Thank you for downloading the Entertainment Insider Podcast. Look for a new podcast every Friday.